the last couple farm bills have gone through some legislative gymnastics in order to get passed. And what is important to keep in mind is at the end of the day, we need to have broad bipartisan support for bills in order to get them to pass, especially agriculture and nutrition and farm bills. So the longtime alliance of sorts between hunger advocates and farm advocates is still the winning combination to get farm bills done. Now, in the 2012, 13, 14 farm bill and in the 2018 bill, yeah, things were split apart for a while there, but ultimately had to come back together. I think each time the farm bill gets fractured like that, it loses some of its strength. And while it needed to happen, I guess, last time around, it's probably not something we should get in the habit of. What would if we did it again in the 2023 farm bill, that'd be three times in a row, and that doesn't seem like a good idea.